In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow is Bible Sunday, a day to reflect on the importance and meaning of the Bible. On this Sunday, tomorrow, here at St. Thomas and at other Episcopal churches, we distribute Bibles to our church school children, as we do every year. Our hope is that the children will become acquainted with the Bible, develop a habit of reading it regularly, and learn to follow God's holy word so that they may live a life of righteousness. Now, many adult worshippers have Bibles at home, and with the internet and smartphones, the Bible is easily accessible. But how many of us read the Bible regularly at home? How many of us follow it to live a righteous life? Yes, I'm talking about the Holy Bible. You see, my friends, what then is the Bible? We read in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 18, all scriptures is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. So we Christians believe that the Bible is the holy word of God, without error, and does not misrepresent the facts. It is entirely trustworthy and is the final authority on everything it teaches. The Bible, you see, recalls the drama of redemption in history of Israel and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, says that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So, my friends, I do believe the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be the Word of God and to contain all things necessary to salvation. You see, the Bible is truly fascinating and gripping, but it is only so for me because of studying and learning about its intricacies. The more I read and learn, the more I'm able to inwardly digest what is expressed and said. It can be for you too, my friends, if you devote time to Bible study. It certainly takes patience. You see, for the past few years, our world has been severely disrupted by COVID-19. The pandemic has reminded us of how fragile we are. We are not in control of the universe as much as we thought we were, and we desperately need each other if we are to survive. You see, as we seek to rebuild following a period of major disruption, and with so many insecurities still ahead of us, the question is, how can God's people experience spiritual renewal together? And where can we find the resources we need to succeed? on this Bible Sunday, we can find the answers in the Bible. In the book of Nehemiah, we read the story of Israel recovering from the traumatic experience of exile in Babylon and seeking to experience spiritual renewal through God's holy word. In chapter 8 of Nehemiah, Ezra, the priest, takes the lead as God's people regather around God's word. Ezra led all the people, men, women, and children, in worship and read the scriptures. The people began to feel secure again. We too, my friends, should take heart. With God on our side, we can rise from the desolation and ashes of COVID-19 and experience the security of the old life in our new normal once again. This passage is wonderful, and it teaches us three ways that the Bible can facilitate spiritual renewal. Number one, the Bible is a divine watering hole. The Bible is for all God's people. After the trauma of exile and the exhaustion of rebuilding Jerusalem, the people of Israel were thirsty. They needed to drink again from the truth of God's word. Number two, the Bible gives us hope. As the Israelites listened to Ezra, the priest, read the Torah, it was clear how this was affecting them. See, Nehemiah tells us that Ezra stood on the last platform built especially for that occasion. Thousands of people gathered around as he read from the book of Moses. It was so quiet, you could have heard a pin drop, as the young and the old soaked in the word of God. What was it, my friends, that was so captivating? Perhaps the key for Israel and for us, too, is that the Bible helps us feel part of a larger story that makes sense for our experiences. As Ezra read Israel's history, including God's rescuing Israel from slavery in Egypt, making a covenant with them on Mount Sinai, and taking care of them in the wilderness when they were exposed, it became clear to them that this wasn't just the old story. Oh no, this was their story. And as Ezra read extracts of the Bible, the Israelites felt part of something solid and certain. You see, it gave them confidence to face their challenges, knowing that God will be faithful through it all. This, too, is why we need the Bible. The Bible is our story, too. And as the coronavirus exposes our fragilities, the Bible reminds us that we are part of a larger story going back all the way from Genesis to Revelation. We may and will experience some chaos and difficulties in our lives, but God has a plan for us, as Jeremiah tells us, a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. You see, God will not fail us, and he promises to take care of his people. Finally, the Bible helps us to cultivate a true community. You see, after Ezra had finished reading, he suddenly realized that the people had started crying. They got so emotional that Nehemiah stepped in to comfort them. My friends, where did all the emotions come from? Remember, the Israelites faced major losses, disruptions, and insecurity, but had to keep going through it all. And as Ezra read the Bible to the people in the public square, it was like the lid was lifted. They encountered words of comfort and hope. They may also have felt a sense of conviction and remorse. Either way, the scriptures created a safe space that allowed emotions to surface and deeper issues to be discussed. Now, as a society, we have been through a terrible, difficult time recently. We've experienced and continue to experience loss and high levels of insecurity. We probably don't realize how much we've battled the stress and the toll it has taken on us. In community, therefore, the Bible can help us express our emotions as part of a process of healing and renewal. Chapter 8 of Nehemiah finishes with a scene of celebration as tears of sorrow turn to feasting and rejoicing. And as Nehemiah put it, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Israelites responded by putting the scriptures into practice and shared what they had with the poor and those in need. One thing the pandemic has taught us is to be aware of our neighbor's pain and to show kindness, support, and concern for those on the margins. After all, we are Christ's eyes, ears, hands, and mouth. And after a period of disruption, God's people experience a new depth of community as they gather around God's words. Now, over the next few months, no doubt we too will have reason to cry together, to celebrate together, and to laugh. As we do, we will discover that vulnerability and generosity are the keys to authentic community, whether here in the church, at home, or on Zoom. Healing and renewal come when we gather around God's Word together. On this Bible Sunday, let us give thanks for God's Word living and breathing through us. Yes, my friend, the truth is the Bible is nothing without us, the believers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.